Washington State's been on fire for weeks now, and for weeks we've been talking about what the fire season has meant to us. Wildfires do not stop at the Washington border. Oregon has its share of both fire and severe drought conditions. But Bitch Media's online editor Sarah Merck says in Portland, people haven't paid all that much attention.
It's not really on our radar. I mean, we have enough water in the city. The weather is pretty nice. So we have the privilege of not having to think about it. But at the same time, two-thirds of Oregon counties are in a state of drought emergency. So there's a real divide here between what's going on in the cities and what's going on in rural areas where the drought is very much an issue. And so, like I said, so about two-thirds of Oregon's counties, about 23 counties in the state, are have drought emergencies declared. And so if you go, you know, over the Cascades and you go down, you know, to Bend or out toward John Day, suddenly it's a whole different environment and it feels very hot, very dry.
Very dry and with a lot of wildfires as well?
Right. Yeah. So the wildfires have been burning all across the state. I think there's right now there's about 7 fires that are burning currently. So that's an absurd number of fires that are spreading across the state. And there's about right now there's about 34,000 acres. So that there's 7 wildfires that are burning across the whole state and 800 firefighters are up here fighting them. You wouldn't know it if you're just walking down the street in Portland, but last weekend, for a whole day, sort of all the smoke spread over the Cascade Mountains and into the city. And, you know, the sun turned red and the sky was brown and you could feel the smoke in the air. And so on that day, I think that put the fires on a lot of people's minds because suddenly we were feeling the impact of it here in Portland, what people around the state have been feeling all summer long.
So seeing that smoke and feeling a little bit of what's been going on in the rest of Oregon, what kind of response have you seen from Portlanders?
Well, there were a lot of jokes on that day about sort of a post-apocalyptic feel and feeling like this is the end times because, you know, the sun is blood red and, you know, the sky has changed color and gives the whole city this kind of smoky tinge. But really, people were taking it pretty seriously, saying, oh my gosh, how much of the state is on fire? Is it going to come close to us? Because it seems like people don't really care about fires until it's, you know, threatening their backyard or their home. But for a lot of Oregonians, it's been something that's really present in their lives over the whole summer. There's been about 40 homes that have been burned down. And just yesterday, 900 people had to be evacuated from Prairie City in eastern Oregon. And so I think what's been a real reality for people around the state is hitting home for everybody and saying, okay, this isn't something we can just ignore because it's happening, you know, in the rural areas and across the mountains.
So what kind of action have people taken in Portland specifically?
I wish people had been taking more action. I haven't heard of people in Portland doing much in regards to the fires. But there has been some talk of what we could do to address the drought. So this wildfire season is made much worse by the fact that we're in this huge drought. And one thing that we've been doing is sort of looking to California, which in April, the governor there passed a law saying that, you know, the entire state, all of the urban areas in the state had to reduce their water consumption by 25%. That's a huge reduction. And while, you know, two-thirds of Oregon is in drought, we haven't seen the same kind of measures here at all. This month, Oregon Governor Kate Brown said that the state government needed to reduce its water consumption by 15% over 5 years. So you can see the kind of difference in response there, where in California, they're reducing 25% immediately in every city. In Oregon, Portland and other big cities in the state haven't had any kind of drought response. And the state is just looking to cut state government water use by 15% over 5 years. I know that in Seattle and Everett and Tacoma, they have had water shortage plans put into place there to try and reduce water consumption in the cities a little bit. But here in Portland, we haven't seen that response at all. There's been no response saying everybody should reduce their water or mandating that we reduce our water usage.
Do you think that should such a mandate come down, that Portlanders would respond positively?
I think that Portlanders really care about the environment and care about their, you know, their natural resources. A lot of Portlanders spend every weekend in the summer going out and hiking in Mount Hood and on the coast. And so I think that if it was framed in such a way of saying, hey, you know, the environment needs us to reduce our water consumption, this is something that will help the whole state, I think people would be pretty positive about that because they recognize that it's something that really needs to be happening, and also that it could be something that we need to do for a long period of time. You know, this fire season this summer is pretty bad, but people are wondering, is this the new normal? Are we going to be seeing fires this bad every summer? Is this not just a drought, but an example of climate change that we're going to have to get used to and deal with in the future?
Sarah Merck, the online editor with Bitch Media. She lives in Portland, Oregon. You're tuned to The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.